All right, so we're diving deep today into some pretty powerful stuff, actually.
Yeah, should be good.
You guys sent in this really fascinating piece from Christian Culture News about David Oyelowo. You know him.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Really talented actor. And he played Martin Luther King Jr. in the movie Selma. Powerful performance.
Powerful movie. Powerful performance.
Yeah. Exactly. And what we want to do today is go a little deeper with it. You know, peel back the layers, so to speak.
I like that, peeling back the layers.
We want to understand what went into that performance, the historical backdrop of the whole thing, the Selma marches, and especially the role of faith. I mean, that's really central to the story, both for King himself and for Oyelowo's interpretation of him.
Absolutely. It's woven into the fabric of the whole thing. The movement, the man, the film.
So, yeah, we're going to try and connect some dots here, give you guys some new insights, stuff you might not have picked up on just watching the film.
Sounds good.
Let's start with Oyelowo himself. This Christian Culture News article calls his performance a landmark, not just for his career, but for, like, how we see historical figures portrayed on screen.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
It wasn't just about looking or sounding like King.
No, not at all. It was so much deeper than that. He really went there, you know.
Yeah.
Emotionally, psychologically.
It sounds like he was really trying to get inside King's head. What were his goals? What was he thinking? What was driving him?
Yeah, exactly. Not just imitating the speeches, but understand the weight of it all. The hopes, the fears.
You know what else struck me in the article? They talk about how this role really changed Oyelowo.
Oh, for sure.
It wasn't just another acting gig. It pushed him to become more involved in social justice. Like, it lit a fire under him.
Yeah, that's the power of art, right? It can transform you. Especially when you're dealing with subject matter this heavy, this important.
Makes you think, huh, what's the responsibility of an actor taking on a role like this?
It's huge. I mean, you're stepping into the shoes of an icon.
Okay, so let's zoom out a bit. Talk about the film itself, Selma. It focuses on the 1965 marches from Selma to Montgomery.
Yeah, a pivotal moment in the fight for civil rights.
For sure. Remind us, why were these marches so important? What was going on at the time?
Well, the South was a totally different place back then. We're talking deep segregation, systematic denial of basic rights for African Americans. The right to vote, for example, it was blatantly denied.
And that's what the Selma marches were all about, right? Pushing back against that injustice.
Exactly. It was a direct confrontation, a physical embodiment of the fight for equality. They put it all out there on display for the whole world to see. And it was incredibly risky. You know, they faced real danger, real violence.
The article mentions that it wasn't just a physical thing, though. It was emotional, spiritual, a real journey for those who participated.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine the courage it took to join those marches, knowing what they were up against, the resilience, the faith. That's what's so powerful about it.
And the article keeps coming back to King's legacy, like how the film aims to connect with what's happening today.
The fight for civil rights is ongoing, right? It's not something that just happened in the past.
Okay, so back to Oyelowo. How do you even begin to play someone like Martin Luther King Jr.? I mean, it's a daunting task.
You know, the article talks about that. Oyelowo's approach was really interesting. It went way beyond just mimicking King. You know, he did a ton of research, really dug into his speeches, sermons, writings, anything he could get his hands on.
So it was about understanding the man, not just the persona.
Exactly. Finding the human being underneath the icon.
I thought it was interesting how they highlighted Oyelowo's own faith.
Yeah, that was a key point.
Yeah.
Because King's faith was central to who he was, how he led.
Right. And the article suggests that Oyelowo, being a Christian himself, could really tap into that. Like, he had a deeper understanding of where King was coming from.
It's like a bridge between them almost.
Yeah, so, and he didn't just rely on books and recordings. He talked to people who were actually there. Activists, scholars, people who lived through that era.
Talking about dedication, right?
Seriously. I mean, that level of immersion is incredible. He wasn't just learning lines. He was absorbing the whole context, the whole atmosphere.
That really shows in his performance.
Okay, let's talk about Oyelowo himself for a bit. The article also gets into his personal faith journey. How did his Christian upbringing influence his approach to this role?
Well, the piece really underscores how important faith is to him.
Yeah.
It shaped his life, his career choices. It's not just a job for him, acting. It's almost like a calling, you know, a way to explore deeper truths.
I imagine that resonated even more strongly when he was playing someone like King.
Oh, definitely. I mean, King's faith was inseparable from his work, his whole being.
The article even talks about how Oyelowo prayed and reflected during filming.
Wow, that's powerful.
I know, right? Like he was trying to channel King's spirit, his essence.
It's like he took on a spiritual responsibility along
Yeah.
with the acting part.
And the article says Oyelowo's faith also shapes how he sees things like resilience and justice.
He sees his platform as a way to advocate for change, very much like King did.
Okay, let's dive into the film itself a bit more. How does Selma portray faith? What are some specific examples?
It's really interesting. Faith is woven into the whole narrative. It's not just a side element.
Give me some examples.
Well, there are these key scenes where King is talking to religious leaders. He's emphasizing the moral aspect of the movement, the spiritual foundation. They're praying, singing gospel songs during the marches. It's all very much tied to their faith.
Yeah, I remember the scene before they crossed the Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Such a powerful image.
So moving. It really captures that fusion of faith and action.
And it wasn't just about personal belief either. It was about unity. King believed faith could bring people together across racial lines, social divides.
The film really emphasizes that, right? Faith is a source of strength, but also a motivator for collective action.
Absolutely. It's both a refuge and a call to arms, so to speak.
Now, shifting gears a little, the article talks about what Oilo learned about leadership from playing King. What were some of the takeaways there?
It's fascinating stuff. He talks about courage being essential, like that unwavering commitment to doing what's right, even when it's scary when you're facing opposition. King had that in spades.
And perseverance too, right?
Oh, absolutely. King faced so many obstacles, so many setbacks, but he never gave up. He kept pushing, kept inspiring people. That's real leadership.
And the article also emphasizes compassion, King's deep empathy for the people he was fighting for.
Yeah, he was so connected to the community. He understood their struggles, and that's what made him such an effective leader.
Okay, let's talk about how the film was received. Waylo's performance, in particular, seems like it was pretty universally acclaimed, right?
Oh, yeah. Critics raved about it. They praised his ability to show both King's strength and his vulnerability. It wasn't a caricature. It was a fully realized human being.
And people really connected with it. Like they felt they were seeing King in a new light.
And it sparked important conversations, you know, about race, about justice, about equality, especially with the Black Lives Matter movement gaining momentum around that time.
So, what's the lasting impact of all this, or Yellow's performance, the film itself?
Well, for Oyelowo, it definitely propelled his career forward. It showed he could handle complex, socially relevant roles. And he's gone on to do some really great work since then.
And the film, Selma.
It's become a kind of cultural touchstone, a reminder of how far we've come, but also how far we still have to go in the fight for equality.
You know, it's amazing to think how one film, one performance can have such a ripple effect.
It's a testament to the power of storytelling, right?
Absolutely. Okay, so wrapping up, David Oyelowo's portrayal of Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma was more than just acting. It was a deep dive into a pivotal moment in history, fueled by faith, courage, and an unwavering commitment to justice.
And it reminds us that the fight for equality is ongoing. It's not something we can just leave in the past.
So, here's a final thought for you guys. How do we portray historical figures in art, in film, literature, music? How do those portrayals shape our understanding of the past and even our views on current social issues? And how does an artist's own faith, or lack of faith, influence their ability to truly capture someone like King? It's a lot to chew on.
Definitely a lot to think about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
And keep those thought-provoking articles coming.
We'll be here ready to unpack them.
Until next time.
See you then.